Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It is Phoenix Star 9 for Rainbow Rendezvous Radio. Right now, my usual co-host is not available, Accidental Diva, but make sure you follow her on Twitter. Make sure you visit her website, spectrum.com. Also, and it's for Spectrum Cosmetics, so make sure you check her out. She is a autism activist, awareness, and also is a big LGBT professional out here in the community. But and I'm Phoenix Star now, you know. But yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get into it. And I wanted to talk about the main topic for me tonight, which is the Between Women TV finale from YouTube. They're a popular LGBT web show on YouTube. And if you've been following them, if you're in the LGBT community, then you definitely, if you don't know about Between Women, then you should. I've been a little ill and also dealing with little family things going on lately, so I haven't been on. You know, I was able to get on tonight and hopefully stay on for a while. I wasn't feeling too hot. But I want to go ahead and get into it and actually read what's actually being posted about the show and also give my input on tonight's, it was supposed to come out a while back, but on the show that finally they were able to actually get uploaded for their finale. Kind of get into a little bit. I was surprised. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, but I was very surprised. They did typically, if you notice how on some shows, things get a little misleading as far as from how commercials are portrayed, and then when you finally see the episode of for whatever commercial they're airing, it's not as it seems. So, you know, definitely be prepared for that. I wasn't sure if it was the end or not. I wasn't sure what was going on the whole thing. It was a little confusing for me. However, I want to go ahead and get into a few things that are being said about the finale. A lot of people are saying that they enjoyed the finale. It had a baby crying and everything, and it was very good. You had a lot of people that basically they're really raving on Beautiful and Ray's relationship, which I think is beautiful as well. And as you know, this was supposed to be the episode where they're getting married and everything. And again, if you haven't seen it, then I don't really want to ruin it for you, but this is just what we're talking about tonight. It was really surprising. I was really happy for everybody. I wasn't sure what was going on the whole time with a few of the characters. I really wasn't sure. But anyway, I really enjoyed the way Natalie stood up and tried to step in for Miller when Miller was getting smacked about a little bit by her ex-girlfriend, Rhonda. That was pretty, I liked that. That was kind of sexy. She did a good job. She reminded me of somebody I know. But, yeah, she did a really, really good job. And then the way that Miller handled it as far as getting her to calm down and not go that route, that was awesome as well. I wasn't sure. Again, at the end, I wasn't sure what was going on at the finale. It was really, I don't know. It was confusing as hell. I kind of wanted to get into that, which I'm probably sure as everybody who has been waiting for the episodes to come on and has been looking for the same thing too. Like, what happened? Like, I don't even understand. There are a lot of loose ends. There are a lot of things that kind of didn't make any sense, but that'll have to be saved for another time. Now, for the people who did watch it, I'm about to spoil it for those who didn't. Sorry. But basically, on this episode, Natalie and Miller got married. However, Natalie and Jason are supposedly married, and Jason is Winnie's baby daddy. Winnie's baby's daddy is apparently, I don't know, I don't even know how everybody's fucking everybody, and I thought the lesbian community was small, but basically, Natalie's husband is Winnie's baby's daddy. Winnie is Miller's cousin, and Miller is, of course, the one with Natalie. So it's kind of a triangle there, but it's still kind of confusing if they're still. I don't know. Maybe it was just a ceremonial. I don't want to go too deep. I don't want to go too deep with it. But it was really interesting. It was pretty beautiful. But it was weird. The girl, she busted up in there. What's her name? I can't think of her name right now. Rhonda. Busted up in the wedding, talking about Miller gave her gonorrhea, but Miller went and had a clean bill of health from getting herself tested and whatnot, and so the girl kind of made a fool out of herself and shit, but it's all good. It was kind of confusing. A lot of things just didn't make any sense. But it was still, I think the acting is pretty good. I think a lot of things need to be tied up as far as making sure that people aren't calling people out of their character, as far as using their real names when they should be using their characters' names. It's a good show. I really think it's off to a great start. There are a lot of shows that are out there, web shows and whatnot that are out there that people want to have put, like, they have their things going on. I think there's another show out there named Take a Walk with Me. And a few other ones like Lovers and Friends. I'm not a fan of that one, not really. But I do think Take a Walk with Me, that one is pretty interesting. I think I can kind of get into that one. There's a new one coming out. I believe that's, I have to get the name of it, but it's based in New Orleans. And that is really going to be interesting. But for this particular show, I think this is the biggest one that I've seen a large following come from, and a lot of people actually loving the show, and I love it myself. Like, first episode I seen, I forgot who put me on to it, but it was really interesting. I got right into it. I was like, wow, they really get into a lot of things. I can vouch for the show as far as them having, you know, some pretty good content. They cover a lot of issues such as abuse, and, you know, making sure that you get tested and just a lot of different things, and having to deal with your family and seeing how your family reacts and a lot of things that really, really, really go on in a lot of people's day-to-day lives. You have a lot of people where, I think, between women, what happened was, and this is kind of where, I guess, a few people got a little upset as far as on the show. They had, if I'm not mistaken, the young lady's name was Rhonda and Miller. Rhonda wanted to get married, and Miller wasn't ready, or Miller just didn't want to do that. And Miller was kind of hoeing around a little bit, but she didn't want to do it. And a lot of people think that, I guess, because a lot of people are backing the lesbian or having equal rights, gay rights to get married and whatnot, that everybody's going to want to do it, but not everybody wants to do it. Hell, I'm not sure I want to do it. I wouldn't even, if I was straight, I don't think I would still, I want to get married. But that's besides the point. What happened was, and I can kind of see where it would kind of be violent, like if I'm thinking, or if I'm wanting to get married to somebody and then they marry a motherfucker, like, all out the blue, you know, after we break up, like, right then and there, it's going to, I don't know, it's going to, I'm going to feel some kind of way. But the show was great. I'm going to go back to the commentary that's going on Twitter and get back into a little bit of that, because a lot of people are saying, you know, this was probably the best episode of Between Women they needed. Between Women they needed a better wedding singer though. Season 2 is in order. Episodes 1 through 11 has been an emotional roller coaster for the cast and the fans of Between Women TV. Seen the last episode of Between Women. I love it. Can't wait until I get married to my girl. Aha, Rhonda thought she was going to play Miller. Not Between Women. And that's a hashtag that you can search under to kind of see all of the things that's being said. And a lot of people were, again, we all kind of felt a little misled. It's funny how we all thought somebody died Between Women, but I'm ready for season two. I think season two will probably be better. Hopefully they take more time and get it in and go through different storylines to find something that's really going to interest people. And then I'm also reading, why is Brooke hiding in the bushes? Yeah, why was she? That's another thing that confused my fucking ass on that shit. I was confused as a motherfucker. I'm not gonna lie, I was confused as a bitch. And people are saying, why didn't Winnie have a smartphone? Don't be hating y'all, because you know everybody ain't got a smartphone. A lot of people don't need them. I love smartphones. I love my Droid. I don't know about that Team BlackBerry shit though. Ever. A lot of people are, Between Women made me want to do a lot with my life, settle down, get married. Wait, hell no, I'm going to just watch it. Team Between Women. Natalie and Miller are so sexy. What else we got? Besides the normal comments of Ray and Miller being fine as hell from what is being said, that's what I'm basically getting on here. A lot of people are saying that really was a good episode of Between Women. I love that shit in the lesbian wedding. Everybody's a little confused. People were talking about Sunny's eyes being gray and everything, but I really think it's a good show. I'm going to come back with a few more of the things that are being said in just a few, but we're going to play a quick commercial for my song.
Artists, producers, DJs, poets, writers, musicians, and businesses, are you looking for a one-stop shop for promotions? Then look no further. PhoenixStar9Online.com is your go-to source with everything from interviews, reviews, site features, Twitter and email blasts, and more. Don't miss out today. Go to PhoenixStar9Online.com. That's PhoenixStar9Online.com. Or call 843-564-8675. Your source for promotion, PhoenixStar9Online.com. This ad was sponsored by Lovely Inks and Links, handmade arts, crafts, jewelry, and poetry.
All right, and we're back. And if you missed out, we were talking about the season finale of Between Women TV. And I think a lot of people were a little upset that it was taking them so long, like about 3 days or so, to just put up the episode. But, you know, things, how things can get sometimes. I mean, things happen. Things take time. Let's see what else we got here. It was just a lot going on in this episode, and it's just so much that needs to be said. So much is being said about it, you know. Somebody was like, I wonder what happened to Allison on her way back to the house, to her house. I don't know. I'm trying to understand. I guess that was something that kind of was like throwing me too. I was lost as fuck. I'm not going to lie, I did kind of skim through it because there was a lot of things going on in that episode, so I did have to go back and look at a few things. But all in all, I would say that hopefully with a little bit more support for the actual show, hopefully they get more support. They may have it where they can get their own platform to upload their own videos without having to wait on YouTube to upload a video. That would probably be a lot better and a lot faster and a lot quicker. But nevertheless, it's a good show. Check them out on YouTube, Between Women TV. This is Phoenix Stone 9. Again, shout out to my co-host who's not here right now, Accidental Diva. Follow her on Twitter. Check out her website. Check out everything she's got going on, Spectrum Cosmetics. And definitely and get in contact with her. Also, big shout out to Miss P. Intune. That's my homie. That's my homie right there. So shout out to her. And it's just been, like I said, this show's been, it's been holding my attention for a while. Not a lot of the shows do that. A lot of the shows are like searching for funding and everything now to kind of stay, I guess, to stay afloat. But I think that they can do it. I think they can do it if they really want to. I think they can. But anyway, like I said, check them out. Between Women TV, awesome show. It's getting a lot of rave reviews. It's getting a lot more good than bad. It's a lot of people that do want to hate on the show, but I say if they're not doing it, then they can't say nothing. I mean, that to me, that's what that means. You can only say something if you've attempted to do it. So shout out to that show. Shout out to all the new shows that's coming out. And the name of the show that is in New Orleans is Girl Play TV. And that's going to be interesting. Like I said, that's something that's being put together by the Fab Femme. And that's my homie. So make sure you check her out, thefabfemme.com. But again, peace. Make sure you check me out at PhoenixStar9 on Twitter. Follow our Rainbow Rendezvous Twitter. And that is Rainbow Rendezvous, RainBoronDavoo. So make sure you get in touch with that particular Twitter account. And also make sure you check out our lesbian erotic literature blog for poetry and short stories. And that's Rainbow Rendezvous. That's regular spelling of rainbow dash rendezvous. That's RENDEVOUS.com. So check that out. Definitely get in contact. Check out the blog. And enjoy. And like I said, support the shows. Support anybody that's doing anything positive in the LGBT community. Peace.